Susan, welcome to the Allegheny Front.
Happy to be here, Reed.
Refresh our memory about the hydrogen program created under the Biden administration. What are these 7 hydrogen hubs around the country, and what do they have to do with fighting climate change?
This was a signature climate initiative for President Biden. He came to Philly to announce this. It was, you know, he was surrounded by trade union members and local politicians, and it was a big deal. $7 billion for 7 hubs across the country. And these hubs are sort of like public-private initiatives to develop hydrogen producers and also the customers who would buy the hydrogen. For example, they want to convert, carbon-intensive fossil fuel burning activities like heavy manufacturing, trucking, even hydrogen buses in Philly were part of the plan. So some of these were designated green, including the one in Philadelphia, meaning it was supposed to be made with renewable energy. That means that the hydrogen would have been made with renewable energy. Others, of course, like the one that you reported on based in Pittsburgh, had a plan that would use natural gas and then bury the carbon. But it's important to remember that the bulk of hydrogen that is produced in the United States, like 99.9% of it, is used with natural gas, fossil fuels. It's very carbon intensive, the process itself. But burning hydrogen creates lower carbon. There are some emissions, some climate warming emissions when you burn hydrogen, but for the most part, it's definitely not as much as natural gas or oil or diesel. And for instance, if it's in a car, it's primarily water vapor that gets emitted into the atmosphere.
So the Trump administration originally canceled some of the hydrogen hub funding, but the hubs in Pennsylvania were spared. What did the Trump administration do originally with these hydrogen hubs?
Yeah, so that was actually a press release that the Department of Energy put out. And there was a list of several hundred green energy projects that were defunded, or the money was clawed back that had already been allocated. And that happened several weeks ago. And included on that list were hydrogen hubs planned for Washington State and California. But the ones in Pennsylvania, the Appalachian Regional Clean Hydrogen Hub, or ARCH2, along with MACH2, which is the Mid-Atlantic Clean Hydrogen Hub based in Philadelphia, both of those survived the first round of cuts. But of course, there was this list of almost about 300 more clean energy projects across the country that was leaked. And all of the hydrogen hubs were listed as terminated on this list. But again, we haven't heard anything official from the Department of Energy. And in fact, they sent us an email saying they had not made any final decisions.
Yeah, that was sort of my next question, is like, how legitimate is this list? What do we think is the sort of importance of it?
Well, there's a lot of things on the list that would get cut. But again, the Department of Energy hasn't made this official announcement. So it's sort of hard to say, right? Could they make other, could they go back and change the list a bit? Yes, they could. They didn't deny that the list existed, but they also said it wasn't, an official list that's completely conclusive. The hubs themselves, spokespeople for the MACH2 and the ARCH2 are pretty much staying quiet. I guess at this point, there's really no reason for them to talk about anything, as they hope that they come off the list. We don't know what's going on behind the scenes. Maybe they're lobbying to get off the list. We don't know. But at any rate, it is sort of up in the air right now. But it would have huge implications, right, if these were eliminated, because tens of thousands of new jobs were promised with these 2 hubs.
One of the big proponents of these hubs in Pennsylvania has been Governor Josh Shapiro. What's been his reaction?
His spokesperson sent us an email with a statement from her that basically emphasized that the governor is an all-of-the-above energy governor, and that he did work hard to make sure that the state got 2 hydrogen hubs. It's the only state in in the country that got two of the seven hydrogen hubs based in the state. So, and you know, he said that, you know, if they are terminated, this would jeopardize tens of thousands of building trades jobs across Pennsylvania. And, you know, that's just a reminder that when this was announced, the big push was that this was going to be green energy jobs, but green energy union jobs. He also talked about the event that happened in Pittsburgh with Pennsylvania Republican Senator Dave McCormick, who invited Trump back in July, and talked about how the president said at that event that he supports the development of new sources in Pennsylvania, touting these types of things like the hydrogen hub. He sort of called him out for on the one hand saying he supported these efforts, but then on the other hand, you know, if these two hydrogen hubs end up being cut, that runs counter to what he had said at the event back in July. Now, we also reached out to Senator McCormick, but we did not get any response.
So I guess one question a lot of people have been having in the last, I don't know, since Trump took the Oval Office again is, how legal is this, or is this legal? I thought Congress was in charge of appropriating money, and Congress has already appropriated this money. So can he do this?
You know, I think that's sort of the million-dollar question here. A lot of people say it is illegal what he's doing, clawing back money that Congress already appropriated. And of course, there are, you know, different roles for the different three branches of government. And, you know, Trump seems to be ignoring those boundaries. You know, and we should remind people, Reed, that the money, the $7 billion allocated to these hydrogen hubs, came from the bipartisan infrastructure law with clear Republican support passed by Congress in 2021. So at the end of the day, Reed, you know, this is up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court has already given the Trump administration pretty wide latitude in clawing back money. But, you know, going forward, it'd be interesting to see if there are any further court challenges that would challenge this type of action again. But right now, I think it's unclear, and going forward, the money just keeps getting clawed back from one thing after another.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.